even though we practice bhakti, we still can't see God. Then how can we be sure that God really exists? When a person dies, he is no longer to be seen. And the way his relatives and friends perceive his presence is by remembering his instructions and fulfilling his desire and will. In this case, the person is present in the beginning, but after he dies, he is not to be seen forever. And generally, it is observed that as long as the person is physically present, people take him for granted. But as soon as he dies, people take his message seriously and try to implement it. But in the case of God, the reverse process works. Initially, God is not seen, but after following his instructions and fulfilling his will for as long as he wishes, only then he permanently chooses to appear before us. Why God chooses not to appear before us right in the beginning? Let's try to understand. If someone wants to meet Bill Gates, then one has to work extremely hard and achieve the necessary qualifications to meet him, unless one is a very close relative or friend of his. Now, in the material world, at least we can see Bill Gates in television or live somewhere. But God chooses not to appear physically in Kali Yuga, which means people can't see him with their material eyes. And this choice is his prerogative. Although he does appear in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name, and he is also present in his deity form, provided one has the eyes, faith and qualifications to see and believe it. So mainly due to our disqualifications in the form of impurities like lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, one can't see him. God and his associates are completely pure and therefore beyond the reach of those who are not yet purified. Now the real purpose of seeing God is to become his devotee. Otherwise even demons saw the Lord in previous yugas, but there was no transformation in them. And that is why it is mentioned that God didn't appear to them in his original form, but rather they only saw his reflection. So seeing God does not necessarily mean one will become his devotee. Even if God appears right now before us, still we will not be able to follow his instruction due to our many attachments and conditionings. Although he is a supreme controller, but he never interferes with the free will of a living entity. And why doesn't he interfere? Because free will is absolutely necessary for love to exist. Also, it is the opinion of the exalted acharyas and great saints that one should not try to see the Lord. Rather, one should serve him in such a way that he desires to see you. That's why great souls don't try to see God, but serve God in such a way that God wants to see them. This is because our tendency is to enjoy the Lord by demanding him to appear before us, rather than desiring to be enjoyed by him. The former is called lust, whereas the latter is called love. Pure love means only desire to serve and not to exploit. True love means allowing God to appear when he wants to, while keep serving him as long as he doesn't appear without any demands. Having explained this, someone can ask the question, then how is it possible to understand whether God is really present unless we become qualified to see him directly? The answer is in the example stated earlier of the person who wants to meet Bill Gates. The first step is that the person has confidence and faith that Bill Gates will surely grant a meeting in the future if he proves his qualification. The next step is he will go and meet his representatives, the representatives of Bill Gates, and try to understand from them how he can meet Gates and what he can do to attract his attention. So then his representatives will guide him to achieve his goal. The next step would be to follow the guidance and work very hard to achieve that goal. And then finally one day, he might achieve his goal only if Bill Gates grants him the permission in spite of his qualifications. Similarly, to see the Lord, one has to undergo 9 stages of purification, and these are as follows. Shraddha, which is also similar to the person who would like to attain Bill Gates. So there has to be some small faith that they will attain the Lord in the future. Then comes Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is similar to the stage where the person goes and meets the representative of Bill Gates. And then the representatives will direct the person how to attain Bill Gates. So that third stage is called as Bhajan Kriya, where one starts implementing what he has been guided. And through the Bhajan Kriya, there is Anartha Nivritti, that is the fourth stage, where lot of impurities and contaminations from the heart are cleansed. Once one clears the stage of Anartha Nivritti, one comes to the stage of steadiness or Nishta, that is the fifth stage, then one comes to the stage of ruchi, asakti, bhava and prema, which are the intense stages of attachment towards the Lord. So when one attains prema, one can directly see, or the last stage, one can directly see the Lord face to face and also become part of his pastimes. Although one can see the Lord at the last stage, but at the lower stages one can also see the Lord in form of his reciprocations with regards to one's desires. Starting from Shraddha, as we proceed successively towards higher stages, the reciprocation of the Lord increases and our attachment to the Lord also keeps increasing. Three things happen at the lower stages. Devotion, direct experience and detachment from material things develop simultaneously and keep increasing in intensity as we progress towards higher stages till we reach prema. Now every stage yields certain symptoms, and that is how we can recognize what stage we are currently at, by exhibiting those symptoms naturally corresponding to each stage. This is how one can gauge one's advancement and can verify that the Lord is indeed reciprocating. This process works like a scientific experiment where we start with some assumptions and test the theory in a lab and confirm it by seeing the practical outcome. If the theory matches the practical results, then we can confirm that the proposed theory is true. Also, in the process of separation, the intensity of hankering, greed and love increases, and this is exactly the Lord wants to do with us. He wants to extract our love to the fullest, and this can only be done when the Lord does not appear before us soon. Another important consideration is that if the Lord appears to us very soon or without much efforts, then it will become a very cheap process and everyone will take the Lord and the process to attain him for granted. It is obvious that in order to attain the most valuable treasure, it takes a lifetime of preparation. And note that here we are aiming not for Bill Gates, but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is not only the creator of millions of universes, but also millions of Bill Gates in all of these universes. So one can just imagine what price one needs to pay. God can give liberation very easily, but not pure devotional service, since through that one can even purchase the Lord. Thank you.